We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Sadi Beis. We are up to Sif Dalud, which is on page 250. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalud, Tzorech lirchot yodov b'mayim im yeshlo. Before a person davens, he needs to wash his hands with water if he has water. V'im ein lo, and if he doesn't have water, Tzorech lachzor achareyim ad parsa. He has to go after water up to a parsa, which is 4 mil, which, like we discussed, is 72 minutes. V'hani mili kishehu holech baderech v'hanayim nimtzorim lefonov. That which a person has to travel a parsa to get water to wash his hands before davening, that's if he's traveling on the way and the water is in front of him on the way in the direction that he is traveling. Avol imtzorech lachzor la'achorov limkomayim. But if he's going to have to travel backwards to get the water, ad mil chozer, until 1 mil, 18 minutes, he'll go back. Yoser mi mil eino chozer. More than a mil, he will not go back. And if he's worried that by going after water he will miss the zman of tefillah, then he should just clean his hands off on a stone or on some dirt or anything else that will clean his hands. So the Mishabura picks up in Sivkoton Yud Gimel on page 250. We said a person before davening needs to wash his hands with water. Look what we learned earlier in Simandala, the reason for washing one's hands before Shachris. In note 23, we'll see a little bit of a chazara. There were two main reasons that were given for washing the hands before Shachris. Number one is the Rosh says the reason is Mishum she yodov shel odom askanios. Hain, a person's hands are very busy while he is sleeping. It's impossible that he didn't touch a dirty part of the body while he was sleeping, and therefore he has to wash his hands in the morning. The second reason is brought down by the Rashba, and that's Mishum Shalachar Hashena Nasa Kibriya Chadosha, that after a person awakens in the morning, he's like a new creation. V'tzrichim Lahodos Lo Shabaru Lashar, so we have to thank Hashem for creating us to serve him. V'lochein aleinu lehiskadesh, and therefore we have to make ourselves holy. V'lito yodeinu mikli, and wash our hands from a vessel. K'mo kohen hamakadesh yodav kodem avodasa, like a kohen who washes his hands before performing the avodah. V'tam nosaf mishum ruach rosh ashora al yadayim. The other reason brought down over there was also because of the ruach ra on a person's hands. Elish im hesiach daitu mishmiras yodov tzarech lito yodov shenis atfila shachris. But if a person took his mind off guarding his hands from being clean, he would have to wash his hands a second time for shachris. Shem nogo b'mokom hatinofes. Maybe he touched a dirty part of the body. So those are the reasons given for washing the hands and making a bracha in the morning. One also needs to wash his hands before davening mincha and mariv, like we'll see later on in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Beis. In note 24, he points out, "V'im notol yodav l'mincha v'lo asiyah daito mishmirasan." If a person washes hands before mincha and he did not take his mind off guarding his hands from being clean, so the Mishaburah tells us later on, "She'ein tzarach litol yodav l'tzilas mariv." He will not have to wash his hands again for mariv. Again, I'm assuming this is a person who's davening mincha mariv around shkia or pretty close together, not one who davens mincha at 1:20 and mariv at 10 o'clock. So then we wouldn't assume that his hands are clean; he would have to wash again. Says the note 25. Velito yodav tefilas musaf. Let's say you wash your hands before Shachris on Shabbos, and now you get up to musaf. It's a new tefillah. You have to wash your hands again. So the Mishabura tells us later on, shekol zman shenimtza b'beis hakneses min astam lo'isiyah daito. A very logical thing the Mishabura says. So long that you're in shul, we could assume mistama you weren't meisiyah das from your hands being clean. The ein tzarach lito. But the diak is so long that you're in shul. But if you went to the Kiddush Club, if a person went, here's the makor for the Kiddush Club, if you went before Musaf out for a Kiddush, tzarech litol kodem Musaf, then you should wash your hands before Musaf. Unless you knew for sure that your mind did not go off the cleanliness of your hands, then you'd be okay. Well, we'll see. We'll get into later about Kriya Shema. Bicky, we're talking about davening. We're talking about davening. Before the whole davening. But specifically Shemon Esrei, as we'll see, we'll discuss Kriya Shema soon.
If it's specifically Shemon Esrei, then that would answer why...
That would be good for Musaf. Right, you have to do it again.
No, you would not have to do it again. Because
why?
In shul the whole time. It's like the Zimmer, you're there. Meaning, what he said before, the point that he said, that being that you're in shul, so you're not Masiyat Das.
Between Shachris and Musaf, you're talking about?
No, between the beginning of davening when you first walk into shul and Shemoneh Esrei 25 minutes later.
That's mashma that it's
right, no, the, right.
No, yeah, I'm just saying, if it's for Shemoneh Esrei, it works for either. Answer why you don't have to wash again before Shemoneh Esrei. Because you washed when you came in.
But it works either way. Either way it works. If you're doing it for tefillah, all the whole davening, it also works. Because
you might think that you're not paying attention, you might have touched something.
I don't think we're concerned that you're touching during davening. Okay, let's go back there. Vidas HaRambam, the Rambam's opinion is, the Heicha Tzarach Lito Yodo V'lo Notal V'gam Lo Nika Osam B'Tzror. The Rambam holds that in a place where you require Netilas Yadayim and you didn't wash your hands and you also didn't clean them off on a rock, Afilu B'Dievet Ain Tfilah So Tfilah. The Rambam holds your Tfilah is not a good Tfilah. V'Tzarach Iyan Ladina, and it needs investigation, Alach L'Maisa. V'Ayim B'Ar Alacha Shebi'arnu De'Ain Choseh U'Mespalel. We hold L'Maisa that you would not go back to daven again, even if you required a tefillah sedayim, you didn't do it, you wouldn't have to go back. Sifkaton yudalud, you need to wash your hands b'mayim if you have. Ve'ein ha'niguv ma'akev b'zeh kemosh ma'akev b'netzila la'achila. Drying the hands is not absolutely necessary like it is by a suda. There you have to wash your hands and dry them. By tefillah, you just have a chiyuv to wash your hands, you don't have to dry them. At least not ma'akev. Sifkaton tesvav, we said in the Mechaber, if you don't have water, you need to go after water up to a parsa. V'davka k'shiyodeya shem muluchlochos. Davka, if you know that your hands are dirty, that's when you must go after water. Aval b'stam yodayim mekil b'samach sefei ayin sham. But stam hands that you don't know if they're not clean, if they are clean, you're not sure, then you would not have to go out of your way to go after water. That which we say in the Mechaber, you have to go after water, that's when you know your hands are dirty. And then we said you have to go up to a parsa forwards, if katan tezayin, turn the page. V'im yitztarich ayidei zeh leilech achar kach yichidi. If by traveling to go get the water, it's going to cause you to have to travel by yourself. O shelo yuchal ayidei zeh lagilim chos chevtso ba'odyom, where you wouldn't get to your destination while it was still light outside in the olden days when it was dangerous to travel at night. So then, ain't tzarach lachzor klal, then you would not have to go after water whatsoever. Sif katan yitzayin holech baderech. We said, if the up to a parsa, which is 4 mil, which is 72 minutes, is only if you're traveling forward and the water is in the same direction. V'rochev dino b'chozek mahalech b'raglov. And riding, if you're riding on an animal or in a wagon, it has the same din as walking with your feet. And note 27 points out what we discussed when it came to davening with the minyan, that it's not so pashit whether you evaluate the distance that is still four parsa, or if you're driving in a car, would it go by the time? In other words, the four parsa that you're walking for 72 minutes, you're driving in 5 minutes. So would it be 5 minutes or 72 minutes? That was a machlokas. We saw the poskim, Rishon Zalman, others said that it would be a parsa, it would be the time. It would be 72 minutes worth of driving as well, just like when you were walking. Says the Mishnah Reviter, Gam ein chiluk bein derech ra l'tov. It doesn't matter on the kind of journey, if it's an easy ride, a hard ride, an easy walk. V'chol zeh dafka k'shiyodeya bevadei shiyimtza shamayim aval besafek lo. And similar to what we saw earlier, when you're trying to catch a minion, if you're traveling for water as well, it's only if you know for sure there's water there. If you think maybe there might be water, then you don't have to go out of your way, the four mil, to find the water. And if you're traveling out of your way backwards, then you only have to go 1 mil, which is 18 minutes of katan yudches. V'kol sheken kishu yoshe bebeso. Certainly, if you're just sitting in your house and you're about to daven, the bevad, and you have no water in your house, the bevadai chayev lasser lechadchila achar mayim im yodea shiodom luchlochos. Then for sure you'd be chayev to go after water if you know your hands are dirty. And you have to travel ad mil until a meal. V'harbe poskim sovrim de mil atzmo dino kiyoser mimil. It means up to and not including a meal, because many poskim say that a meal is like more than a meal and you do not have to actually travel the whole meal, the whole 18 minutes. But the Mechaber told us, if you are afraid that going after water in any of these cases is going to cause you to miss the zman of tefillah, don't go after the water and just clean your hands on anything you have. Says the Mishabura Sivkaton Chaf, if you're going to miss zman tefillah gamri, you're going to totally miss zman tefillah. Let's say you're not going to miss Zman Tefillah, but you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, because you're in a place where you have 10 people that are going to daven. And if you go looking for water to wash your hands, you're going to miss davening with a minyan. Even though you have time, midin the Zman of Tefillah, Ein tzarech lachzer. You do not have to go after water and miss the minyan. Rather, v'yanaka b'midei demanaki. Rather, you should just clean off your hands on anything that can clean them, and you're okay. So the Mishabur is telling us, not only like the Mechaber says that you shouldn't miss zman tefillah for washing your hands with water, you also shouldn't miss tefillah b'tzibur to wash your hands. Rather, you should wipe them off. If you're running into the minyan and they're about to start Shemoneh Esrei, so wipe your hands on the way in on something and don't go wash your hands if it's going to cause you to miss tefillah b'tzibur, unless you want to rely on the Chazon Ish that we said, that as long as you start Shemoneh Esrei while there are others still davening, it's okay, but that wasn't the best way. Sifkaton chof aleph yinake yadav. We said you should clean off your hands. Rotzalomar the ain lo lachzor oz achar mayim. You should not go in that case when you're going to miss zman tefillah after water. Shema yavur azman, because you might miss the zman of tefillah. The kol shekain leinyan kriyashma. Certainly, if it comes to kriyashma, the bevaday osur lo lahamtin al mayim im yesh chshasha shema yavur azman. El yinake v'yikra. If it's a matter of reading kriyashma, for sure you should not go looking for water. If there's a chshash, you might miss zman kriyashma. That's what's the kol shekain, because kriyashma, that's the raisa. That's even more serious than Shemoneh Esrei. That's the raisa. So certainly by kriyashma, you should not miss the zman looking for water, and you should just wipe your hands clean on something that will clean them off. So you see there, you're cleaning your hands as well for kriyashma. The yesh harbe posim shesovrim. There are many posim that hold that the kriyashma, that when it comes to kriyashma, takef mishehigia hascholas zmana. Right away, when the beginning of zman kriyashma comes, im ein lo mayim, if you don't have water available, menake v'yikra. Clean your hands off right away as soon as possible and read kriyashma v'lo yamten ala mayim. Don't even wait for later. Forget missing the zman. Don't even wait. Kriyashma, you want to say it as soon as possible. Clean your hands and say kriyashma. So the Ramah said, "Ayin lekaman simin reish lamed gimel." The Shem Mavur is my mincha that discusses what exactly this matter of mincha is. Let's continue with the Mechaber and Sif. Hey, rochatz yodov shachris. You washed your hands in the morning, v'hisiach daito, and you took your mind off washing your hands. Tzrichim nitila letfila im yesh lamayim. You have to wash your hands again for davening if you have water available. Afal pi she'eno yadeya lohem shum lichluch. Even though you don't know that your hands got dirty, you washed your hands when you woke up in the morning at 7 o'clock, and you're diving at a 9 o'clock minyan. So there was a time lapse in between your mesiach das, you got involved in other things. You should wash your hands again, even if you don't know they got dirty. But since you had a hesach das, you wash your hands again, v'lo yivarach, but you will not wash your hands with a bracha. V'im ein lo mayim mezumanim, but in this case, this is what the Mishabua referenced before, but in this case where you don't know for sure your hands are dirty, you just were mesiach das from guarding them, but you don't know for sure they're dirty, and you don't have water available, ein tzarech lachzor v'litol. You don't have to go after the water in order to wash your hands. That's only if you know for sure your hands are dirty, but if you're not sure, you just were mesiach das from the original netila, then if you have water, wash them. If not, you don't have to go after water, and you would just wipe them clean. Says the Ramah, v'afilu hayu yodam muluchlochos v'notlon letfila. And even if your hands were dirty and you're washing them for davening, einu mevarach, you will not make a bracha on that netilas yadayim, like we learned earlier in Simen Vav. That once you made the bracha in the morning, you would not make another bracha on netilas yadayim. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Chav Gimel, we said if you washed your hands in the morning and you were mesiach das, Rotzalomer means to say shehiflig harbe, that you waited a long time bein hanetzila la'atfila ad sheyazil daito. There was a long pause between the washing of your hands and your davening, and during that time you were mesiach das, your mind went off your hands. The kol shekein sheshaya chesach adas bein hanetzila shel shachar zatfilas amincha. Certainly, it's shayach your mind going off your hands from the washing you did in the morning till you daven mincha. So in those cases, you need to wash again. Sifkadon chavdalet tzrichim netila dekevan sheesiach daitu mishmiras. And since you took your mind off guarding your hands, yodayim askanio saying, we assume hands are always busy. V'shema nogu b'mekoma tinofes. And we're worried maybe you touched something that is dirty. And therefore, you should wash your hands again for davening. Now there's an interesting note over here, note number 29. He writes, the in lo made kodem atfila. This is a very interesting note. If you are learning before davening, af she yodeya she kodem halimud o beemtza notal yodov. Let's say you went to the bathroom, you washed your hands, and then you're learning, and then you're davening. So you know you washed your hands before the learning, and then you're learning, and then you're davening. B'chol zos mevur b'shulchan aruch l'kamon. The Shulchan Aruch tells us later on that still, shetzorech lito yodov shenis l'tfila. You washed your hands before the learning, and now you're going to daven right after you're learning. You have to wash your hands for davening again. Ah, however, the Magen Avraham says, im notal yodov l'tfila. If you washed your hands for davening, Elo shalom etchila, but you're just going to learn a little before davening. Ain't tzarach litol yadav shenis. Then you don't have to wash your hands again. So it's very interesting. It depends what your kavana was when you washed your hands. In other words, if you went to the bathroom and washed your hands, and you're about to learn, but you didn't have in mind the tefillah, then you have to wash your hands again after the learning before the davening. But if you wash your hands for davening, but you went a few minutes early, and now you're going to learn a little before, then you don't have to wash your hands again. So you can have the same limud before the learning, depending on what your kavanah was when you wash your hands before the learning, will determine whether you have to wash your hands again after the learning before the davening. If you had kavanah for the tefillah, you're good to go. If you had kavanah for nothing, you just went to the bathroom, and you happened to wash your hands, you would require the tefillah sadaim again before you daven. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Chafei, we said that if you wash your hands in the morning and you are Mesiach Das, you need to wash again Litvila, Aval Litorah, Vila Brachos, Vila Kriyashma, Stam Yadayim Ksherosein. This is a Chumra Dafka of Tefillah. If you don't know your hands are dirty, so when it comes to Tefillah, we assume they're dirty and we make you wash your hands again. But if it would come to Limud HaTorah or Brachos or Kriyat Shema, then we assume the Stam hands are clean and you would not have to wash them. Aval b'Simen Dalet Kosav Prima Gadam de la Kriyat Shema Psulo Stam Yadayim. However, in Simen Dalet, the Prima Gadam argues and says that Kriyat Shema is like Tefillah and we assume Stam Yadayim are not good, you'd have to wash them. And that would mean, Lamaisa, if you're repeating Kriyat Shema on a Friday night or any night, if you daven earlier, repeating Kriyat Shema, so if you didn't recently wash your hands or have that in mind, you would have to wash your hands before you say Kriyat Shema, according to that Prima Gadim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkaton Chof Vav. We said if you don't have water available, in this case where you don't know your hands are dirty, we just Mesiach Das in the first Netila, you don't have to go after the water. Even though if you don't know that they're dirty, you don't have to go after water, but you do still need to wipe your hands to make sure they are clean. Because maybe you have attached to your hands a little bit of tzoa, ozea, or sweat, through touching areas of your body that are normally covered. And those things will get wiped off through wiping your hands clean. For what? For benching?
No.
For tefillah?
No. For you have to say Shema again on, let's say, on Friday night.
Is it Shema right after benching?
Oh, well, certainly if you have it in mind, it would be fine. This is actually, I didn't read it. I'll read it in a second. It addresses your kasha. I'll read it in 1 second. It was a note. I skipped it. We'll go back to it. No, we just saw in note 29 in the beginning that if you wash your hands before you learn, so we said, you're washing it. I looked it up. It's talking about there, if you wash your hands, Mishra says you went to the bathroom, let's say, before you started learning, you wash your hands, and now you're going to learn, and then you're going straight to davening. The Mishra says you have to wash your hands again for tefillah. But here he points out that the Magen Avraham says over there in the Mishnah Berurah, which he points out over here, that if you washed your hands for tefillah, even if you sat and learned first, then it's okay. So you see clearly that you're doing the same washing before, but when you had in mind the tefillah, then it's okay to learn before the tefillah. But if you didn't have in mind the tefillah and you learned, then you have to wash again. That's clear. But let's finish this last Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll go to the rest of the note to address Alex's question about Mayim Achronim. At the end of note, in the end of Mishnah Berurah, Sekodon Chavod, the very end, V'dafka b'stam yadayim mekel ha-mechaber. This, that the mechaber is mekel not to go after water, is by stam yadayim. You don't know that the hands are dirty. All you know is your mind went off the cleanliness from your previous netila, but you don't know of any dirtiness. Aval yim nogo b'moko matunov. But if you touch the place that's dirty, the kol shi'en g'shalas ha-tzrochov, certainly if you relieve yourself, af b'tfilos ha-mincha tzorach, that even if a mincha, you would have to go after water. So again, that's the mechaber's sif hey, that if you wash your hands and you have mesiel das, but you don't know that your hands are dirty necessarily, then you should wash your hands, but if you don't have water, you don't have to go after water. But, the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, if you do know your hands are dirty, then avada, you would have to go after water again, even though you washed previously. If we continue on in note 29, I wasn't going to read the rest of it, but since Alex asked on Mayim Achronim, we will read the rest of note 29. The second paragraph, V'cheinim nota yodav la'achila v'ochal. So too, if a person washed his hands for eating and he ate, even if his mind did not go off the cleanliness of his hands during his suda, the Mishnah Berurah says later on, you have to wash your hands again for davening, which makes sense because you had an achila, so we're worried your hands might be dirty. Again, but if you had explicit intent when you washed your hands for your suda that it's also going to cover your tefillah, There, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, "She'ain tzarich litol yodav sheinis l'tfila." You do not have to wash your hands again for tefillah. That covers it, just like we said before, l'tfila magen Avraham, by the learning. And the last thing he says, "V'inota yodav l'mayim achronim." If a person washes his hands for mayim achronim, umiyat achakach rotze l'hispalel, and right afterwards he wants to daven, or like Alex asked, he wants to repeat Kriya Shema, histapek hadas Torah in moel l'tfila. He is mesupuk. The das Torah is mesupuk who works for tefillah. Could be Kriya Shema is a little bit more lenient, like we saw in the Mishavura, but that was a machlokas. But certainly, if you would have in mind, it would certainly be fine, based on what we just said in the paragraph before. If you would have in mind when you wash Mayim Achronim, so certainly it would be fine for Tefillah, and certainly for Kriya Shema. Even if you didn't have in mind, where he's mesupuk about Tefillah, it's very likely it would be okay for Kriya Shema anyway, based on what we saw, that Kriya Shema is a little bit more lenient, according to many poskim, than Tefillah. Let's go weiter in Sif Vav. We'll take the questions at the end. Sif Vav, the Mechaber says, Ha'omeid b'tfilo, a person who is in the middle of davening, v'nizkar shenogo b'moko metunof, and he realizes in the middle of Shmon Esrei, oh no, I remember I touched something that was dirty, and he didn't wash his hands before davening. So dai b'nikyon ofer otsroros o mechachech yodo b'kosel. It's enough if he just cleans his hand on some dirt or on some rocks, or he rubs his hand against the wall. That's enough if he's in the middle of Shmon Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sekoton Chov Zayin, Ha'omeid v'tfila, this is Dafka if he's standing in the middle of Shmon Esrei where he can't walk. Avalim omeid b'kriyashma o b'psuki de zimra. But if he's only holding in kriyashma or b'psuki de zimra, tzarech leilech v'lito yodo. Then if he realizes then his hands are taka dirty from touching something, then he should walk to the sink and he should wash his hands. Sifkotun Chavches v'nizkar shenoga, he remembers that he touched something that was dirty. Nokar Hachi, it mentions this case that he remembers he touched something dirty. Mishum de lachachilo aser ligo batfilo gufo kidal kamon, because it's aser during davening to be touching anything. Aval hu adinim nogo batfilo gufo. But the same thing would apply if he touched something dirty during davening. Now the Mechaber is saying the case that you realized during Shmon Esrei you touched something before Shmon Esrei. But hu adin if you touched it during Shmon Esrei, you just shouldn't be touching things during Shmon Esrei. But hu adin, if you touch it during Shmon Esrei, you also should wipe your hands clean on something that is available to wipe them on. And says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Zayin, Mokom Metunuf. What is a Mokom Metunuf that you have to wash your hands for? Hainu Mokomos HaMechusim Ba'odam. These are the areas of a person's body that are covered. Lefi Shiesh Ben Mumulei Zeya, because they have sweat on them. V'chein Imchikech Harosh. And so too, if he rubs his head. These are areas that if you touch them, you have to wash your hands because they're sweaty, they're usually covered, or if you rub your head, not if you touch your hair, if you rub it and you scratch your head hard. Says the Ramo, V'lachein aser liga b'mekomos elu b'shah sha'omdin b'tfila o osek b'torah. Therefore, it is aser for one to touch these parts of his body while he is davening or while he is learning Torah. V'chein b'tzoas ha'ozen v'ha'af. And so too, the stuff that comes out of the ears and the nose. Ki'im ayyadei beged, unless you have a tissue or a garment, you shouldn't touch it with your hands while you are davening or while you are learning. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Chav Tes, O Osek Batorah, we said these are the parts of that are considered dirty, and therefore you shouldn't touch them when you are davening or being Osek Batorah. U'bidyeved dai b'nikayon ba'alma l'torah v'lebrachos. B'dyeved, it's enough just to wipe them. When it comes to limud Torah and to brachos, afal pi sheyesh lo mayim, even if you have water, with the evidence it's okay if you don't use the water. If it's not for tefillah, it's only for Torah and for brachos. V'ayin la'el besov siman dalet b'mishnah berurah. Look what we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah Berurah in siman dalet, which in note 32 he quotes. It's mashma, he says over there, shegam lechatchila dai b'nikayon ba'alma kedei levarach v'lumod. As opposed to what the Mishnah Berurah says over here, that b'dyeved it's okay just to wipe your hands clean for Torah and brachos. There it says that even lechatchila it's enough for brachos and for learning just to wipe your hands clean. V'rak kedei lahasir ruach ra tzarech mayim. And dafka to remove the ruach ra, that's where you need water specifically. Ulam Hosef b'shem Shari Tshuva. However, the Mishnah Berurah over there quotes the Shari Tshuva. Shebezor mevur. The Zohar brings down shetzarech davka litol yada b'mayim. That you have to specifically wash your hands with water. V'lochein sayim sheroi lahachmir k'sheish l'mayim. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah ends off that it's befitting to be machmir if you have water to use water, even if it's just for your learning and for your brachos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter v'im noga betit v'refesh. If a person touched some mud or tar, efshar da'afilu l'chadchila sharikach. It could be that it's l'chadchila, he could learn Torah and say brachos with this mud on his hands. Aval le'el besov simendalat kosovar primagodim, detzarech l'nakos mitchila afle de ve'torah. There it's mashav from the primagodim that you need to wipe your hands before learning Torah, even if it's just mud that got on them. And it appears to be that l'chatchila, one should be machmir, if he gets dirt or mud on his hands, that he should wipe them off before he learns Torah. And in Sifkat and Lamed, he says, on that which the Ramah said, that a person should not touch the stuff that comes out of his ears or his nose while he's davening and learning, the hagra mekil bazeh, the gra is mekil on this, the chen kaso b'shari tshuva b'shem morak tziyah. And so too the Shari Tshuva brings down b'shem the morak tziyah. And note 35 says an interesting thing. Says note 35, she'efshir lahakel b'tzoas ha'af. The morak tziyah says that it could be, you could be lenient by the tzoah that comes out of the nose. You could be lenient on that you could touch it while you're learning or davening. Ach b'tzoas ha'ozen kaso b'morak tziyah she'tzarech netilah. He's lenient by the nose, but not by the ears. By the ears, he says, you'd have to wash your hands. Because it's no different touching the stuff inside your ear than touching any other part of the body that's covered. But he holds that the nose is different. The nose, for some reason, I don't know why, inside the nose is not considered touching a covered part of the body. But then he brings down, like we just saw in the Mishabura brings down the Gura, that he's not mechalek between the stuff that comes out of the nose or the ears, and he is mekel. But Rav Steinman says, b'shem the Chazanish, shegam lahagra she'ein tzarech netzilas yadayim. Even according to the Gura, it says you don't need to wash your hands if you touch this stuff during learning or davening. Hainu davka im noga b'mashe yotza achutza. That's davka if you touch the tzoa of the nose or ears after it came out of your body. Which means, let's say you have a dirty tissue that you're trying to open up again and you touch something that was on the tissue, you touched it, it was already out of your guf. But if you put your hand into your nose or your ear, dino kenogea b'mekomos ha'machusim shetzarach netzilas yadayim. So the Chazon Ish says that even the Fee the Gra, if you put your hand in your nose or your ear, you would have to wash your hands. Zot the Chazon Ish, when the Gra says you can be lenient by the Tzoas Ha'af and Tzoas Ha'ozen, that's only when you touch it outside. So that was the example I gave. You open up a tissue to try to find a room to blow your nose and you touch something, so then you could be lenient to the Fee the Gra. But to put your hand into your nose or your ears, that would be Aser. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue Mitzvah Shem on Sunday.